drawing room over here.
Now, if you were listening to The Drawing Room recently and heard me interviewing Moira Finucane ahead of her cabaret burlesque show, The Rapture Chapter 2, Art versus Extinction, you'll know that I made a promise to you. I promised that I would bring you a special guest. That special guest is a proud Mudmura man from the Northern Territory, about 700 kilometres south of Darwin. Well, my friends, I'm a woman of my word and I've kept my promise to you. Ray Dimakari Dixon joins me today in the drawing room. We're going to find out about his new album, Standing Strong. Also with us is Mama Alto, the wonderful cabaret artist and jazz singer. In addition to the album, they're both part of the Rapture Chapter 2, Art versus Extinction, as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ray, your album, Standing Strong, is a plea to your fellow countrymen to not give in, to fight to protect the land for generations to come. What do you mean by that? What story are you trying to tell us?
My story is we've got a lot of issue as an Indigenous people, and fracking is one of our main thing in life, yeah? And it's in our front, it's in my front door. And I am really strongly standing strong to encourage my people, my family, to stand strong for country. It's very important for us and for our young future.
So give my listeners a sense of your country, where you live, the language you speak, the context. Give me a picture.
My language is Mudbara. That's my mother tongue and my father tongue. And we come from a small area in the Northern Territory. Mudbara people, my language spoken is probably 50 people speak that language now. And we in the Northern Territory, you got Catherine and you got Tennant Creek, and we in the middle of the track. And my communities, we have a beautiful lake there, and it's a paradise for us. And we got fracking coming up, and it's already happening, and that's gonna take away some of all our good things from our country and from our life and our future.
Let's talk about your language. You say only 50 people now 50 speak people, it, including you.
Yep, and I have young children. My sister at the school, she's giving all her knowledge to the kids at school and teaching them Mudbara as well. So that's a big thing for us, and we're teaching our young kids how to speak our language to continue that in the future.
Ray, are you worried that your language will not survive? Is that a fear of yours?
With my music and with my culture, I think that's strong. And I think my young children, my grandchildren, they're speaking the language, and I think it'll carry on for the next generation.
Tell me about your music and how you use your music to speak in language, which is such a beautiful thing to do. Is it about bringing your music to the rest of Australia, your language to the rest of Australia?
Yep, that is very important, and we want to connect it, and we want to share our culture and share, like Mama, you sing in my language, and the rest of the artists you sing in my language, hearing them is very powerful. And
it is very powerful. I want to bring you in, Mama Alto. You sing in Mudbara?
Yes. So we, as part of this project of the album Standing Strong, Moira Finucane, the head of our Finucane and Smith family or company or cult, as some people have called us, she's been going up to the Northern Territory and working with Barclay Arts and the Desert Harmony Festival for quite a few years. And as part of that, she was able to meet Ray and Ray's wonderful wife, Thelma, and their daughter, Eleanor Dixon. And all of them are beautiful artists, beautiful storytellers, but also community leaders. So as the relationship developed over the last kind of 2 or 3 years, we kept going up and walking on country with Ray, yep, learning about what it means for Ray and his family to be Nurumala, to be guardians of country. And one of the songs we performed today is about that. And recently, some scientists came, and Ray and I were talking about this yesterday. Yes. The scientists came to investigate the creek up at Marlinger. And that creek is linked to all of the waters right from the Gulf of Carpentaria through Borroloola, through Catherine, through Elliot to Tennant Creek, all the way down to really to the Great Australian Bight in the south. And fracking threatens that, but the scientists were coming to investigate the creek. And Mudbura as a language, everyone in Marlinger knows Mudbura is a language that's 60,000 years old. Mm. And what was so beautiful for Ray went down when the scientists did the core sample, they said, how old is this creek that's the creek where the Mudbura are the Nurumala? And they did the core sample and found this creek is 60,000 years old. The people there already knew that's the age of the creek, that's the age of the language, that's how long we have been longer, but that's how long we've been communicating, that we are the protectors of this water. So it felt like the right time to put together this album and then to bring Ray and Thelma down, and Eleanor will be coming down as well, to launch the album to Melbourne audiences while we're performing The Rapture Part 2.
Ray, what's it like to join forces to bring, I suppose, your work, your music, your language to the south, which is a, you know, this is a big country, it's a diverse country, it's a very different place.
It is different and totally different, and but from Indigenous background and our history, we want to share and give back our language and our music and share and heal through my language and song.
Mama Alto, you say The Rapture Chapter 2 is one of the most important artworks you've ever been part of. Why?
Yes. Well, for me, so much about the power of song and the power of performance. And Ray said this to me and Moira the other day, that it acts as a doorway and people can experience new things and open their minds to new things. And in this work, we talk about the troubles facing Antarctica, the troubles of climate change, the trouble of ecological catastrophe, and the troubles of fracking and environmental destruction and colonialism for Mudbura people and for so many people across the Northern Territory.
A lot of people, yeah.
And once that water is affected, the amazing artist Alara, who's also a friend of mine, she always says, Wala is life, water is life, because all of the water is connected. So with The Rapture Chapter 2, more than just bringing people these amazing artists and these amazing songs, these amazing languages, we're actually saying to people, that artwork, that song, that story is a doorway for you to understand the people behind that art, the troubles that they face, and how actually that trouble for one group of us means trouble for everyone, for the whole planet. So we all have to stand strong.
Yep.
We all have to be Nurumala. And we have to accept that responsibility that we have to country and to the land.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. You're in The Drawing Room, and my guests today are Ray Dimakari-Dixon and Mama Alto. They're my guests in The Drawing Room, and they're both performing in Moira Finucane's apocalyptic cabaret, The Rapture Chapter 2, as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival this month. We're going to hear one of your songs, Standing Strong. Tell me about this song.
Standing Strong, I wrote that song to inspire and encourage my young generation and to stand up strong for their culture and for their right and for their future.
Let's hear it. This is Standing Strong.
Nyuni nyakira pali kuri kena bali kuri nyangalo ngi nyanga ngora bali ngadangana badakuru nyamba nyamba hara Olaka nginyanga mora Palawa mojo garingari Palawa mojo garingari
abala pali kuri kena larpama abala pali kuri kena larpama yundiya walija banangu manini kuri karili nyuni nyangura kati patara yanan ngini lorpo nyuni nyangura palawa moju gari gari palawa moju garingare abala bali kuriskena larpama abala bali kuriskena larpama abala bali kuriskena larpama.
It's a beautiful song, Standing Strong. You're going to perform another one for us too. Maybe you can talk us through this next one, Mama Alta.
Yes. Well, the second song we're performing today with Piera and Rachel, also on backing vocals, is called Nurumala. And Nurumala, as we explained, means guardian of country. It's about how when you're walking on country, you have to show that respect, you have to introduce yourself, and you have to take on that responsibility.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
When you walk down by the creek, all alone, by yourself, you feel someone watching over you. Just say, Ingayu, Ninyama. Just say, Mpana, Winmigeni, Ngayu, Muramala. I'm looking after this place, making sure it will always remain. All my children will do the same. Just say, Ngayu, Ninyama. Just say, Mpana, Winikeni, Ngayo, Muramala, Ngayo, Muramala, Ngayo, Muramala. Just say, Ngayo, Ninyama. Just say, Mpana, Winikeni, Ngayo, Muramala.
That was Nurumala, and in the studio with me here in the drawing room is Ray Demacari-Dixon and also Mama Alto. This is quite an amazing project, the fact that so many of you are coming together to tell these stories. Tell me about that process of actually coming together, that mutual learning. Mama Alto, I'll start with you. What have you learnt from Ray, from his community, in terms of what you can contribute or what you can change about what you do?
Do you have 6 more hours on this interview?
You can do it in 2 minutes.
I've learnt so much from Ray, from Thelma, from everyone at Marlinger about how we're connected as people, about how the environment and culture connects us all, about how many industries and many governments are very short-sighted because they don't think about the rock, they think about the money. And in Moodborough, there's a word that means both. And the government only sees the money, not the land. And they might be making money in the short term, but they're poisoning the water and poisoning our bodies. And that's so important. It's something that we're seeing in Marlinger with fracking across the Gulf of Carpentaria. We're seeing it with the Great Barrier Reef and Adani and mining. We're seeing it with the Jabwarang birthing trees in Victoria and the highway. There's this fundamental lack of understanding for non-Indigenous Australians, governments, corporations, that the land and our bodies are the same. They're so connected. And if you don't have healthy land and waters, we won't have healthy futures. And that Ray has taught us that so beautifully.
Ray, Moira also spoke about the first time you and your family played for her. Let's take a listen to what she said.
I was in Tennant Creek and they said, if you want to meet some amazing artists, go and meet the Dixons. So I went and met the Dixons and we sat in a tiny schoolroom and they played me a song in Moodborough. So I had no idea what it was about. And the whole room went dark. The whole room went dark and the walls pushed away and I sat there. I didn't know what had happened. Anyway, the song finished and the walls moved back into place. And I said, what is that song about? And they said, the song is about saying goodbye. And when you leave, there are people waiting.
That's a pretty powerful description of how it feels to watch you perform your music. How do you want people to feel hearing you sing?
I want them to feel and be connected with my with my language and with my music, and you know, love my music in a way that they feel, and if it's saying something to them, speaking to them, why not be connected with any Indigenous artist, singer, songwriter? And I like to say, get connected and be as one. Life is too short.
And Ray, you and your daughter Eleanor came together to form your band Rayella, which has collaborated with Opera Australia, the Darwin Symphony Orchestra, and even the Violent Femmes, one of my favourite bands. How has it felt to share that journey with your daughter?
It's amazing, and it's a great honour to play with my daughter. And it's the greatest thing in my life and our journey together. And we are connected as father and daughter and standing strong for our country and for our people. We make that statement and we want other people to feel the same.
And the launch is, of course, where all of this will come together.
Yes. So as part of the season of Rapture Part 2, we're launching the Standing Strong album on the 15th of September at 7 p.m. at 45 downstairs. So immediately after the Sunday showing of the performance. And it's amazing to have the Melbourne launch. We're planning to do a big Northern Territory launch next year. But we're doing the Melbourne launch because we need people from all across the country to feel connected to these stories, to feel connected to that culture and to country, because there's a big disconnect. And like Ray always says, music is the way to heal that.
How does music heal that, Ray?
Well, for me and my family, we just sit in the campfire side and just play it and just let it feel, let it just take it in, and music will take over your feeling. It'll just heal you in what sort of situation you're going through and help you to live each day. And yeah, it's too powerful, I think, too hard sometimes to explain. Yeah,
I think you've done a pretty good job, but you're right, it's transformative and it is hard to put into words. There's no doubt about it. I want to thank you both. It's been an absolute privilege to have you both in the drawing room. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ray Dimakari Dixon and Mama Alta have been my guests in the drawing room. And a special thanks to Piera Denestine for also providing some backup vocals today. And if you're in Melbourne, you can catch all three in The Rapture Chapter 2, Art vs. Extinction, running as part of the Fringe Festival until September the 29th.